from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Oh, hit at 239 with 8 home runs and 30 runs batted in. Well hit fly ball deep to right field. Forget it, it's going to go. There it goes. Home run.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, yeah. Inside the 1 o'clock hour. This morning on The Fan in New York, it's Tuesday, August 13th, and the Yankees will play Game 2 later on, but they absolutely pissed down their legs that first game at Guaranteed Rate Field. And I mean, as I just look at everything from it, it's just a joke. It's all a big joke. If somebody up there, the baseball gods, just got together and they're like, let's write some jokes tonight on behalf of the New York Yankees. Interim manager Grady Sizemore, former teammate of Aaron Boone, gets his first win. Meanwhile, Aaron Boone has guys like Alex Verdugo who said about his bunt attempt, I kind of didn't really want to bunt, but I was already kind of out there. I just got a little lazy with it and popped it up. That's like the first bunt I've ever popped up. It happens. Bro, don't play with me. Like, get serious. Like, and that's what I'm saying about, like, this stuff is allowed to go on. You're allowed to go up there and waste in a bat. You're allowed to go up there and do stuff like that. And then in the post game, just shrug it off. Like, whatever. We got 70 wins. We're 70 and 50. We got Judge and Soto on this team. Garrett Cole's on this team. It'll figure itself out. It'll work out. No big deal. It should be shame. When you face Kai Bush making just his second major league start. He walks 7 guys. He's trying to give you the game. Hello, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, go up there and think about your at-bats. Think about doing your job. You get paid millions of dollars to go out there and do your job and represent the New York Yankees. What happened to the pinstripe pride? Remember they used to have hashtag pinstripe pride. They can't have it anymore. There's too many times for it to be trolled or laughed at. 888-808-1019. I'm not a guy that calls George Steinbrenner's name out. I always say RIP George, but I get it. I get why you guys do that. George would be rolling over in his grave right now. No, he wouldn't. Like, first off, if George was alive right now, he would be an old man. But I know that if he was alive right now and he had the power, we wouldn't physically be in this present state with this team. Heads would have rolled a long time ago. We wouldn't have got here. It's a butterfly effect. Like, we wouldn't be here with Hall of Fame talent on this team, but then holes on this team. And then a team that goes out there and lays an egg like that. It's just like somebody's got to get pissed off, stop the bleeding. There's a call that gets played as a drop on WFAN where someone's like, Judge got to get in somebody's face. Judge is 6'7", 6'8". He's a foot above everybody. He's not like that. He's not getting in everybody's face. He's getting on base another 3 times. He's a machine automatically, systematically. Judge is going to get his, but like, where's everybody else getting theirs around him? It's not good enough. The pitching is not good enough. The hitting is not good enough. The focus level is not good enough for a team that's supposed to be hell-bent on being a champion, for a team that's actually talking about, oh, well, like, it just sucks that the New York Yankees go out and get Juan Soto, and this is a year where, oh, everybody's mediocre. You had a head start. You're the first team to 50, and you decide, oh, well, we'll be mediocre too. Johnny's in Brooklyn next up on The Fan. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's up, kid? How you doing?
All right, you know, just leaning into this nonsense for the night, and then you flush it and wake up tomorrow and hope that they show up and win a game, and then we'll get a rubber match.
Hopefully, man. You know what's funny? I actually was thinking about this. I'm glad the White Sox actually lost, well, actually won, and, you know, stopped their losing streak, because I feel like the Yankees would have definitely broke that. That's how this team feels like when they play. It's like, you said it, when they get down, they can't get up. And it's a constant.
So
thing.
Many people were putting money on the Yankees when the White Sox were losing 18 games, 19 games, 20 games. Like, when will it end? It ends against the Oakland A's, but a lot of Yankee fans and people in baseball are like, oh, they'll get at least a game from the Yankees. Nobody saw a 12-2 laugher. No one saw that coming.
I agree. And the craziest part is, like, every single year, right, we're mad at the trade deadline. Cashman does a couple moves. Either they don't work out or they get injured, and we're back in square one.
And oh, yeah, Benintendi. Saw Benintendi tonight. I don't know why he was on a revenge game. We should be getting revenge against him. He was giving it to us tonight. Gavin Sheets. Like, they're making these bums look like superstars. Andrew Vaughn. It's literally laughable. Like, you're like, who are these guys? They're having career nights. Gavin Sheets and Andrew Vaughn balling on us. They're part of one of the worst teams people have ever seen. Nicky Lopez out there balling.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, look at the last two series, right? Angels, Rangers. We lost the series versus the Angels. We barely got by the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes you think we're going to be better with the White Sox?
It doesn't. Because what I've been saying, Johnny, is there are the haves and have-nots. And now that the trade deadline's done and we're in the second half of the season past the All-Star break, in the quote-unquote dog days, there are teams playing spoiler. And that's exactly what they did tonight. And they took it to the next step. No, we're not just playing spoiler. We're going to embarrass you. You're sleeping? Like, between these lines, it doesn't matter how many wins you have and how many wins we don't have. Like, you got to show up to play. If you didn't show up to play today, you're getting belt to ass. We're whipping you in front of everybody. It's like, this is what's going on right now in baseball. There are teams like the Angels who they're not making the postseason. Trout's not coming back. But you know what? They'll get right against the Mets and the Yankees. There are teams under 500 with nothing to play for. There's no pressure on them. And they're getting the best of the teams that have all the pressure on them. Look at the Rockies.
Well, yeah.
The Rockies coming back to beat the Braves, and they're beating the Mets. Like, you know, this is what is going on right now. So it's like, if fans know this, if we're talking about this on the radio in New York, they're talking about this across the country, how can you be a ball player and not say, hey, yo, play up. Hey, lock in. Yo, we got to rock tonight. We're going to get their best shot tonight. They're wearing their City Connect uniforms. This place is buzzing. This place, historically, the White Sox, like, they can't pay people to go there. They'll show up to watch the Yankee game, though.
Well, I mean, look, these series have definitely raised red flag, and throughout the season, really, we've seen the red flags, and it's hard to believe that this team is going to go very far in the playoffs unless Cashman somehow magically constructs a playoff roster that, you know, can produce.
How? You guys want Ahmed Rosario now. That was the talk of the day. Mookie Betts back. And what does Mookie Betts do? Hit a home run as soon as he comes back. So the Dodgers DFA Ahmed Rosario, who can play multiple positions, infield, outfield, hits lefties. So Yankee fans, oh, should we get Ahmed Rosario? There's no room for him. There's no lane for him. They're not sending Jason Dominguez up. They're talking about how he's waiting in the wings. This is the team.
Well, I mean, look, you got Dominguez, maybe. He's hitting 166 in AAA. And you got Peraza, who's lighting it up down there. I mean, you can't tell me that these guys can't produce right now. I mean, obviously, we're probably going to see them in September, but I mean, you can't be losing to these teams right now. You know, it's just frustrating to watch. And, you know, the future is still in our minor league system. And I get Cashman didn't trade them away. And I'm feeling that it's really for next year, because if you did trade them away, we would have nobody next year. And obviously, Cashman are. Yeah.
No, you got it. The next year stuff. Thanks for the call, John. The next year, I always think about Jeter talking about the worst phrase in sports is next year. You'll get him next year. I might not live to see next year. Next year's a long time from now. You have the opportunity this year. That's what I said. Judge is in his prime and you're chilling. You got Juan Soto for this year. What do you think Juan Soto was thinking looking at these guys? Like, damn, we just got blown out by the White Sox. I thought I was in the mecca of baseball. Thought I was playing for the almighty New York Yankees. We can get got by anybody. Baseball gods. Men make plans and the baseball gods laugh. I'm not worried about next year, bro. So much is going to be different by next year. There are guys on this team that should be playing with their hair on fire. There's guys on this team that should be playing like, yo, next year there's Verdugo. You're not a Yankee next year. Gleyber Torres, you're not a Yankee next year. Bunch of these guys in the bullpen, you're not a Yankee ever again. You're not going to have this home crowd of 44,000 plus every game. You're not going to be on the team with Aaron Judge. Like, it's just, I don't know. The urgency is not there. When I played sports, when I played football, I had some coaches that just, the term urgency, it's needed. You don't, it's not an emergency all the time, but you have to have urgency, a sense of urgency every day, every day. And when you show up to the ballpark like these guys did, the Yankees put out like a picture of the guy smiling. It was like Southside Smiles. Yeah, all right. It's competition. These are grown men. And as bad as the White Sox have been, they'll turn it on against you. There's just something about that interlocking NY, something about those road grays, something about them seeing more fans show up to the ballpark because you're there. Hello? How do you not get that? How do you not get that and turn on your A game? How do you not get that and drive runners in? How do you not get that and make the plays, make the throws, do what you got to do? You don't have enough time to be playing like this. It's bad habits. And what we're seeing is they're very accepting of mediocre. They're very, not even mediocre, they're very accepting of mistakes, nonsense, general baseball things that you don't have to be a baseball savant to know. Like, come on, you got to be better than that. Let's go to Rockaway, New Jersey, and talk to Bobby on the Fan. What's up, Bobby? You got it.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking the call.
No problem.
Absolutely. Yeah, just to base off what you were saying, like, I mean, I look at this Yankee team, too, and in my head, what I think of, and I wrote an article on this the other day, but like, I think about Rocky III. You think about how Apollo tells Rocky in Rocky III, like, he used to have the eye of the tiger. These new kids have the eye of the tiger. Mm-hmm. They're losing that fire to play. So it's something that, like, to me, it's something that, you know, ever since 2017, we look back to that. I know it was before Boone, but that team was fun to watch. You knew they had the hunger and everything to win. 2019, kind of as well, too. But since, I mean, I really feel like, you know, lately it's just been kind of, like you said, a lull. And, I mean, even yesterday, the last play of the game, Gleyber dropped to a knee, almost fell over throwing that ball to first. So it's almost
joke.
Like they can't even win.
It's a joke. You got to hold your breath with these guys. You're sick. You can't even enjoy watching these guys. As soon as you start to enjoy it, they take that from you.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, thinking back, now this is like, I think it was 3 years ago today, too, that Field of Dreams game happened, too. So the White Sox are just killing us on this day. But yeah, I mean, it's something that, you know, you have to win these next two games. I really thought in this stretch with the, you know, the White Sox, the Tigers, I think there's the Guardians, and Rockies and Nationals. You had to go 14 games. You had to go 12-2 at least. I didn't think they'd lose the first game, though. So I don't know, man. I mean, it's going to be – they have to find something. They have to find a spark. And even with the deadline, too. I mean, I feel like you had to get a reliever, but it had to be Tanner Scott. It couldn't be – you know, they traded away the wrong prospect, I feel like, because Jack Neely could have came up here.
Just in 2 days, Bobby, Mark Leiter Jr., rocked. Enyo De Los Santos, rocked. Jazz Chisholm, hurt. Those are your three trade deadline acquisitions, and you're right back to where you were.
Right, and that Jazz play even, like, I mean, I loved it. I loved the hustle and everything, but the fact that it came in a blowout loss, and if he's hurt,
it's coming up right now. I'm watching the encore. Jazz just got on with the single. It's good to have more athleticism on the team. It makes you look at the Yankees and say, how come you're late to the party? This is what other teams have all through their lineup. This is what the Red Sox have when they're running on you. The Orioles have. You see teams in baseball, how they play. They have young, fast, athletic guys that are challenging the defense, making it hard on the defense, and they're scoring. But Jazz had to do that, and he got hurt. And even before, like I said, right early in the game, the slide he had into third base, he slid and his knee hit the base. And I'm like, this guy's skinny. I don't know how he's going to hold up. He's already had so many little injury scares. I'm like, he might be the next trade acquisition that's hurt when we need him in October.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, too, because when you're a team that's struggling, I know the Yankees, I mean, look, in our eyes, they've been struggling. You can't be losing the games you're losing. So they need someone like him to kind of, you know, swipe a base and maybe steal a run here and there. They need more players like that. And, you know, with Volpe kind of, you know, still kind of laying in the weeds trying to get right again, he's going to have to be the one. And if he's hurt, you're right. We're back to square one before the day.
It's not great. Thanks for the call, Bobby. Yeah, bro, there was the MLB Network Clubhouse Showcase, and I saw they had CeCe and Dexter Fowler and Chris Young, and then Dellin Betances joined them. And I was like, damn, remember the year we thought we were getting Dellin Betances back? Remember he got hurt, like hopped off the mound, but then he was supposed to come back. He got hurt again. I think that was 2019, same year we lost Domingo Germán from the nonsense with him. It just never. So, what makes me think these guys are going to stay healthy all the way? They're not even good right now. What makes me think that, like, right now, they're not even that solid right now, that in less than 2 months, 2 months ago, I mean, they went through the June gauntlet and were getting destroyed. So in 2 months, they're going to be healthy. They're going to be locked in. They're going to be playing with a sense of urgency. They're going to be playing heads-up baseball, smart baseball. They are what they are. Boone's not going to change them. It's too late. That's why I said they've developed a lot of these bad habits and things that I've seen consistently with the team where I'm like, this is supposed to turn into a championship caliber team. We're going to hang our hat on, well, Judge and Soto. Well, we have Garrett Cole. Do we? And then other than that, what? Who are you throwing in the postseason? With this bullpen, who are your starters in the postseason? They didn't go out and get a start at the deadline. After Jazz, I would have left no stone unturned to get another starter in here. Oh, yeah, we'll have Will Warren make some spot starts. That's probably done. Clark Schmidt, where you at? What am I expecting out of Clark Schmidt? I don't know what to expect, but I'm not expecting him to be a guy that I give the ball to start a game in the postseason. So where's it at? They got to outscore teams? Philip is in Washington Heights. Philip, let's talk about the Yanks.
Hi, Keith. This is the first time I ever spoke to you. You do a great job. Keith, I'm a 74 years old, and I know pitching can't be like it was in the 60s and 70s. But my God, is there anybody on any staff, Yankees, especially that can go out there and give you 7 innings once in a while? These bullpens, it seems like they're all burned out by August. And, like, you know who I think is going to win the World Series? Whoever the heck has a bullpen arm that isn't worn out.
The Mariners. And, the Mets fans just saw the Mariners have starters that can go 6 innings, maybe 7, and then they have a bullpen that's always fresh because their starters go deep in games, throw 98. You know what I'm saying? Like that translates.
Right.
And then at the deadline, they went out and added Randy Arozarena, added Justin Turner. Now they got Julio Rodriguez back. They got a gel for 2 months, and that will translate into a team that can survive October.
And can I just talk about that new kid they got at third base? Like it's a shame he got hurt, but, you know, especially why? Like, all right, the game was a blow-up, but the kid was trying to make something happen. Every one of those players should go up to him and pat him on the back and say, nice try, guy.
Yeah.
Because he tried to make something. Like, people say, well, it's a 12-1. I don't care.
He's
trying to make something happen.
He was competing. He took a chance,
right,
and he scored a run, and he pointed to the dugout to get these guys going, trying to light a fire under them, but then he got hurt. And so the vibes were down. Thanks for the call, Philip. You know, listening to Craig's call and hearing the guys play it back today, you know, Craig Carton called the Yankee games over the weekend, and he said something about Jazz Chisholm being disinterested, and Susan Waldman checked him on that. And the way the baseball gods are set up, universe never unconnects. Jazz hits a homer. And then in Craig Carton's call, he says, oh, didn't look uninterested there. This guy, what are you talking about? This guy came out of the Miami Marlins organization. Never played for another team. So he's getting an opportunity here with the Yankees, and he knows he's going to be here after this year. Unlike some of these guys, this is literally their last hurrah. He's trying to play his ass off. He's trying to make plays, trying to make something out of nothing. He's trying so hard. He's pressing so hard. He was striking out a bunch in Yankee Stadium, but he found it. 2020 season on his way potentially to 30-30. I hope that guy is not hurt, because sometimes you need a new guy to come into a clubhouse like that with a bright smile, bright clothes, and bright energy, and just shake up the room of guys that are comfortable, going through the motions, taking it for granted. A guy that's coming out of the Miami Marlins culture of, we win some, we lose some, we're probably going to lose most of them. No, he came over here right away, said, we're trying to win 28. I know what it's about. I'm a baseball fan. I grew up watching the Yankees in the Bahamas. I know what time it is over here. It's about winning. It's about getting October. It's about hustling, putting it on the line, because they're blessed. They're blessed athletes. God-given talent plus the work ethic that it takes to get there. And for their blessings and their work ethic, they get millions. And they have millions of fans that adore them. Millions of fans like myself and a lot of you listening who are sick watching them lose a game like that tonight. At least make it competitive against the worst team in the league. 888-808-1019. Jeff is in New Jersey. Next up on the Fan.
Keith.
Yes, sir.
Juan Soto has got to be, like you said, he's got to be looking around saying, this isn't for me, bro. I think he's going to go to the Mets, and I think it's the worst-kept secret in all of baseball.
I mean, if it's just for more money, and Steve Cohen can laugh and say, yeah,
just money.
Throw in a little bit more.
Just money. But it's not just money. The Mets have a much deeper farm system. They have an owner that's committed to winning. Hal even said, this current payroll is not sustainable. So now all of a sudden they're going to give him 60, 65, 70 million. It's not happening, bro.
Yeah, well, no. No one's giving him that. A year? Did you say 65, 70 million a year? The Mets have a deeper farm system than the Yankees? Again, with the Hal Steinbrenner comments around like the sustainable payroll, he was in a room full of his peers. A room full of owners that don't spend any money. And for him to say it's not sustainable doesn't mean that he's not going to go after Juan Soto when we go back to the Yankees farm system and they do have guys already here like Anthony Volpe, Austin Wells, Oswaldo Cabrera, Ben Rice, Luis Gil that don't cost that much with Spencer Jones, Jason Dominguez, Oswald Peraza, Will Warren, these guys waiting in the wings. They're going to be able to crunch the numbers and offer Juan Soto a contract, which I think a lot of you guys keep expecting him to get the Ohtani deal. He's not. But back to the Mets, I've said this on record. Two things. If he wants to stay in New York in the same apartment that he's in, that supposedly Big Papi David Ortiz building, where his mom is there, and when Ortiz is in the city, she cooks food for them. If he wants to stay in that building, it is literally between the Mets and the Yankees. And if Steve Cohen is down to play the game, where, yeah, I'll just one-up the Yankees offer every time. Like, it seemed like he was doing that for a while with the Dodgers until he realized this guy is using you. I don't think there's going to be another team that can come in and play that game. I think it's going to be between the Yankees and the Mets. And losses like this, it doesn't fall back into the thought of the Yankees are winners and the Mets are losers, and why would you want to be a Met? The Yankees can lose, too. The Yankees can get embarrassed, too, by the worst team in baseball. 888-808-1019. I guess anybody can. That's baseball, Susan. That's not Susan's brand of baseball, though. Glenn in New Orleans, back on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith, how's it going?
It's going.
I realize it. Hey, like the previous caller said, the opening monologue, you had me laughing hard. Very entertaining.
Good.
Very much enjoyed it. One team I would still keep an eye on, I'm a Red Sox fan, you know, and Houston just swept us, and they looked good. Looked good at starting pitching.
Yeah, they're hitting now.
Boston down.
Can't count out Yordan Alvarez and Alex Bregman, and I know the usual suspects. They're figuring out their pitching, even though they lost, like, their whole rotation. The Houston Astros do this. This is what they do consistently, right? They go to the ALCS. They play well in October. They're not going to deprive their fans of that. They're in first place right now laughing like, oh, you counted us out this year.
Hey, and one last thing real quick. all the Yankee Little League play. You know, the Little League Series game is Sunday. And you know who they're facing.
The Detroit Tigers. I want it to go. I'll be live Scooble. From Fanatics Fest, though, which is better Scooble. For me.
Scooble. Scooble's scheduled to pitch.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And I'm sure he'll be on one. And, I mean, I was there in the rain on Cinco de Mayo where they got the best of him. He still had 12 strikeouts. It was raining. Judge took him deep. But, yeah, you know, pencil that in for a classic Yankees make everybody look like an ace, especially a guy that is already an ace. Thanks for the call, Glenn. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I jokingly said, why do you think John Sterling tapped out? Not trying to sit through any more of this nonsense. Saw the glory days. Saw the best of the best of the best. John Sterling's a Yankee fan. Wanted to be the voice of the Yankees because there was a brand. There was a standard of excellence, winning, championships, titles. Anybody can get got in baseball, but that game tonight, that's not just a, oh, well, baseball happens. That is poor execution, terrible pitching, but poor execution by multiple guys in the lineup. Plenty of opportunities. Again, 2-for-18 with runners in scoring position. Left 16 on base. These guys were able to have 9 hits, only able to manufacture 2 runs. One in the first, and Jazz Chisholm hurt his elbow trying to get that second one in the 5th, and that's all she wrote. And they just these guys just feel sorry for themselves, and they've been pummeled like this. They've been beat like this, not just this year, in years before. It is something that every Yankee fan has seen before. I'm sitting there tonight like, man, start the football. Start the football. I bet on them tonight like a dum-dum. I told you, I'm popped. I'm popped because I was betting on the Yankees in the beginning of the year. I was cashing. I was cashing out when they were winning. And then I think I bet on them the Red Series. Dumb. They get swept by the Reds. And I stopped for a little while. And I stopped in June. And then I bet on them tonight thinking, again, Juan Soto is going to homer. He hasn't homered in this ballpark. Judge is going to homer. He's going for 300. They're facing Kai Bush. How many starts has this guy made? This guy's got to be shaking in his boots. No, nobody's scared of these Yankees. Derek Jeter's not over there. Nobody's scared of these Yankees. Jorge Posada's not over there. Nobody's scared of these Yankees. Bernie Williams is not coming up to the plate. Nobody's scared of these Yankees, even with Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. Luis Severino told you they only got 2 good hitters. Guys can start hitting, and they still just don't put it all together. 888-808-1019. Let's take a break here, and then I'll get my football takes and thoughts off. You guys are making a lot about Daniel Jones' beard and Kay Adams' interview with him. I know Shams is somewhere, like, chill, bro. You're not about to take my girl. Daniel Jones has a girl. He has. I think he's been with the same girl. And then Hassan Reddick. I told you guys from the first day, I got to go back to my notes. I said, why are we worried about Aaron Rodgers missing camp? The conversation should be around Hassan Reddick. So, yeah, we'll get a couple football calls in just so I can give some space here. Between my Yankee ranting and complaining, because C-Mac is coming up. And you know he's going to talk about the Yankees, too. The Mets didn't play. The Mets didn't play. How much can we talk about the Mets getting smacked 12-1 on Sunday Night Baseball or whatever it was? Cal Raleigh and the Mariners. That one's over, right? That one's over. The Mets got to handle business, but it's not about the Mets tonight. They got an off night. Mets fans got to laugh and kick their feet up and look at the Yankees. And say, yeah. The White Sox pummeled them 12-2. We beat them 12-3 in their building. This is what happens. This is what happens.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Annoy people on the quiet car and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Okay, we're back. Negative Keithy on the Fan in New York. I'm not even trying to be negative. I'm just like, in my mind, and this is how I feel, this is my blanket statement about the New York Yankees before we talk football. What I feel about this team is that they do have talent. They do have ridiculous talent. They do have some guys that can turn it on and win you some baseball games. My faith so much isn't in them, but in the sport of baseball. Even the fact that this year is crazy, right? Like, I got to call the first two games where the Yankees faced the White Sox in Yankee Stadium. Luis Gil, who you watched pitch against them tonight, he didn't have it. I mean, he had his best outing. I guess he had 14 strikeouts. He broke El Duque's record. I got to kick it with El Duque after the game, right outside the Yankee clubhouse. A lot of the same guys in that lineup. I mean, a complete different lineup. But Gavin Sheets, Andrew Vaughn, Andrew Benintendi, Nicky Lopez, Corey Lee. A lot of those same guys in the lineup. That was 3 months ago, though. A lot has changed since then. And, you know, the last caller mentioned, or maybe two callers ago, mentioned the Houston Astros. Yeah, they've won six in a row. They're 7-3 in their last 10. They are currently in first place. Because you know what? They understand what time it is. They do this. That's what I mean. This is not new to them. They're figuring out their pitching. Framber Valdez is not anything to figure out. But, like, I would not be surprised if the way that the universe aligns, the universe never unconnects, the stars align, whatever you want to say, the destiny, the, you know, whatever is written, where it shakes out that the Yankees meet the Houston Astros again. And then we have to go through that same type of pain, losing to the same team again. When we thought that in the beginning of this year, when we swept them, and we started off the way we started off, and they started off how bad they started off, that no, this year was different. This year is different. So don't let me count them out when I'm talking about the American League with the Baltimore Orioles and the Guardians and the Twins and the Royals. No. Don't look now, but in the middle of the dog days of August, the Houston Astros are back in first place. I mean, they did that last year. They walked down the Rangers, and they ended up losing to the Rangers, but you know. I've seen this episode before. I've seen this story before. I just feel like my faith that the Yankees could potentially win the World Series this year or get to the World Series this year is more in the unpredictability of the game than how solid I think their roster and team is. 888-808-1019. Speaking of rosters and teams, the Jets are supposed to have one of the best rosters in the NFL. On paper, the Jets are supposed to have one of the best rosters in the NFL. You see a lot of those lists come out where they rank them, and a lot of people have ranked them top 10. I know I did a stream for Bleacher Report. I think I had them at 8. Factoring in Hassan Reddick would be on the team. Let's go to Brooklyn and talk to limo driver Ed. Welcome back. Ed, it's been a minute.
Man, it's been a long time, brother. It's been a very long time. Hey, I'm proud of you. Did you do a Yankees game, broadcast a Yankees game?
I called two games in May, sitting in for Susan Waldman. I've never been a play-by-play guy. I could not do that. It would take a long time to figure that out. I think I did, you know, decent enough sitting in for Susan doing the color commentary. But, yeah, cross that off the list. I did two Yankee games in May.
Okay, and how can I get a chance to hear that broadcast?
You know, they don't save those. You know, they disappear. There's no archive of them. Maybe WFAN has, but yeah, there's no those aren't saved. There's no way to go back in the Odyssey app or podcast and listen to those.
Oh man, okay, because I know you did definitely a better job than someone just recently did it.
So. I had a lot going on, a lot on my mind. I'm glad I made it through. I can't judge or critique myself, but I was blessed to have the opportunity.
Well, congratulations, brother. I just want to say that to you now with this Reddick. You know, it ain't always my Jets. You know, it's always something, you know, that you get this guy from down here from Philly. You bring him up there. You didn't want to pay Huff. And now look at the situation that you're in. All right, now he's going to come. Now, that's going to be on him because I tell you one thing. If he does show up and can't keep losing that money, you know, and if he does, that's going to be on him. But I tell you one thing, don't get on that field because with the Jets' bad luck, you'll wind up tearing your ACL or your Achilles.
With that turf, that's a great point. I don't think anybody has mentioned that. He hasn't been in camp. You try to show up week one.
Mm-hmm. And you do a lift off too, you know, when he's going, you know, do the sack and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, and next thing you know, their Achilles popping. You know
what I don't like, Ed? It seems like his messaging changed. It seemed like early on he was down, he was all in, he said, you know, we'll figure it out. And then something changed between the communication and the relationship that never really got developed with the Jets, and now he wants out.
Well, you know what? Well, we don't need him in camp, and we don't need a cancer.
That's what I said.
That's one of the things right there. Yeah, you know, get rid of him. Whatever you got to do.
It never got started. Thanks for the call, Ed. I'm just running out of time. But my guy Zach Rosenblatt put out a tweet going back to the Jets' intro press conference in March talking to Hassan Reddick, and he said, all options are open. Right now I'm just worried about being here, meeting everybody. But whatever happens, I'm going to be happy. I'm going to give my all no matter what, because that's just who I am as a person. No matter how it goes, how many years, I'm going to be here for however long I'm here for, and I'm going to give the team, the fans, everything that I have. So I guess he was saying that in faith that he was going to get a multi-year deal. But then I have another tweet from Zach Rosenblatt where it said, other NFL teams pre-Jets trade hung up when they heard how much money Hassan Reddick was asking for in a new deal in the $25 million year range. Now, when you see the money that Brian Burns got in a trade with the Panthers to come to New York, it's hard not to think that Hassan Reddick isn't looking like, hey, he's coming over here, the team that we share a stadium with. Look at what they did. They moved on from Saquon. Look at how much money they gave him before he played another down. Did you not see me fold up Brock Purdy? Did you not see me play that whole year that the Eagles went to the Super Bowl? I'm a problem. I'm like that. Well, I just think that you are a problem now. And Joe Douglas, Rob Saleh, Aaron Rodgers, and the New York Jets, they can't. Trade him. You can't bring this guy in the building. He's already been a distraction now for a couple months. You can't keep this going. Nothing can derail this season. You have to make the playoffs. 888-808-1019. Speaking of making the playoffs, Daniel Jones did win a playoff game. But folks are just constantly trying to say he's not the guy, can't be him. Tommy DeVito is better than him. I was telling you guys last year, stop it. I'm a Jersey guy. A Don Bosco guy, a great story. But a great story as in it would be a great story for him to make it. It's almost like a Rudy underdog story. He's not better than Daniel Jones in anything. Tommy DeVito could run a little bit last year. A healthy Daniel Jones can run better than Tommy DeVito. Don't talk to me about throwing the football. Just look at how they throw the ball. Like, I thought it was crazy how many people were actually, like, off a preseason game, bro. Drew Lock is one thing. Drew Lock is better than Tommy DeVito, in my opinion, as well. He hasn't shown it to you yet. But, like, how many people were right back on the Tommy Cutlets? Hey, Tommy, that's my quarterback. That's my guy. This kid might be the answer. Like, how many people were back on that after the first preseason game? He's playing against third string backups, practice squad guys, and guys that are going to be cut. That has nothing to do with week one when you face the first string Vikings. It's nothing to do. And then how much you hyped up Malik Nabers. That's not Tommy DeVito in practice in all those clips throwing Malik Nabers the ball. That's Daniel Jones putting the ball on the money. So what are we talking about? Dave is in Comac. What's up, Dave? You're on the Fan.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Have they gotten rid of Daniel Jones yet?
No, they're not going to get rid of Daniel Jones. I mean,
they should. They need to get rid of him and take up the insurance policy. And the guy is just not Super Bowl material.
Super Bowl.
Eli Manning had a better pass game than this guy.
They didn't know Eli Manning was Super Bowl material.
Yeah, but what's his name? Cutlet. But you might as well have Danny DeVito as your second quarterback.
Maybe Danny DeVito, Dave. Gotta let you go, Dave. Glad you didn't call to talk about the Isles or the Rangers or the Devils. Tommy DeVito. Danny DeVito's in the Jersey Mike's commercials and It's Always Sunny. Oswald Cobblepot, the Penguin. Tommy DeVito, Tommy Cutlets, TD, the Garden State's very own. He's a good story. I think he's a good quarterback. Don't get me wrong. I think he belongs. But if we're talking about Daniel Jones, who was drafted 6th overall, we're talking about Daniel Jones, who has won a playoff game for you. Like, do I think Daniel Jones is Super Bowl caliber? No, I don't think many are. The reigning MVP isn't Super Bowl caliber. Hasn't been able to get there. Hasn't been able to figure it out. But just like, I look at Daniel Jones, like this guy has taken on so many challenges. Here's the next one. You guys, he doesn't get anything for overcoming the ACL injury. In my book, he does. I didn't think he'd be cleared. I didn't think he'd be ready. You know how grueling that recovery is? You know how much it takes in the offseason to get up every day and go through that rehab on top of lifting weights, on top of hearing everybody talk about they're going to draft J.J. McCarthy? I don't know. I got a ton of respect for Daniel Jones. I wouldn't mind seeing him go out there this year having a 2025 touchdown passing season, staying healthy, protecting himself, making the reads, not looking to run, getting rid of the football, third year in Daboll's offense with some weapons now. Malik Nabers, Wandale Robinson, Darius Slayton, Jalin Hyatt, Isaiah McKenzie, Devin Singletary, I don't know who is going to be, Turbo or Gray or whatever. An offensive line that could stand to be the best offensive line he's played behind. 888-808-1019. This is your guy. This is the guy you drafted and you paid. In the NFL, you draft a guy, pay a guy, you got to ride with him. And I know there's obviously down the road the clause in the contract with injury and being able to get out of that, but you don't necessarily want to do that. You want Daniel Jones to succeed because you know what you want? You want to win. They need to win games. Tommy DeVito, he was able to beat the miserable Patriots and Commanders last year, and look what that cost you. Arguably, it cost you Jaden Daniels or Drake May. And I don't care also what people are saying about Drake May and Jaden Daniels. It's these guys are, they're 23 years old. They're in their first NFL training camp. Nobody knows what they're going to be. I hate what the internet has done to human beings' brains and assessments and reactions to everything. It's an overreaction culture in every single thing. And it only exists there. People do not live their lives like this. It only exists on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok, where anonymous people can write ridiculous things and other people can read this stuff, take it in, and have it in their brains. It's not reality. It's not real. Daniel Jones is a quarterback of that team. So much so he's getting into fights, pushing guys off of his offensive linemen. As a quarterback, you're not supposed to mix it up with the big fellas like that. You're not supposed to do that. He doesn't care. He's showing them, hey, this is my squad. I'm the $40 million man. I want us a playoff game. And I'm back to prove that I deserve to be here. And Tommy DeVito, I'm sure he roots for Tommy. I'm sure he helps Tommy. They sit in the same quarterback room, but they know who the alpha is in that room. Even Drew Lock knows this guy's better than me. This guy's better than me. 888-808-1019. If you're calling now, you're probably talking to C-Mac. Gary's in Connecticut. Gary, you're back on the Fan.
My man, Pots and Pan.
Hey, I'll be your Huckleberry.
What's up, Keith?
Not too much. Just talking the talk. And I don't know. Was able to transition away from the Yankee talk and get some football in. But I'm still thinking about what was. That was ridiculous. I don't know what that was.
I don't know either. I know I liked Craig's call. He had it going on there.
Yeah, you know what? Craig brought his energy. He brought his comedic
talent. He brought his voice, his style to it, and I can appreciate it because I'm not a baseball nerd. I don't need it to be every single, you know, I don't need to know every single thing in the broadcast. It's a baseball game. It's entertainment. I need to laugh a little bit. I just need to know what's going on. I need to hear some banter, and I think Craig did a good enough job for me.
He did, and yeah, he did. He asked about a couple of MLB rules that were, it was kind of funny to me that he didn't know.
he admittedly doesn't watch baseball like that. It's not his favorite sport. He's been on The Fan telling you guys that for years. But Susan Waldman, baseball is her favorite sport. Susan Waldman does know all the rules and players and history. So when you put those two together, it makes for good banter and conversations that we can laugh at and enjoy.
Yeah, they bounced off each other really well. Mm-hmm. So I had a idea. What do you think of any of these minor leaguers for the Yankees as far as closers? Can we bring any of them up for the bullpen? I mean, they're really struggling over there.
They have enough guys coming back, right? They're supposed to get Ian Hamilton back and Nick Birdie back. And I don't know the timetable on guys like Scott Efros, Lou Trevino, but I got another problem with that. Why are these guys all hurt? Why are these guys all banged up? Cody Poteet now on the 60-day IL. What's the deal? You know, they send Ron Marinaccio back and forth, back and forth. Like, they have answers with major league caliber guys.
Yeah, no. So what about Volpe? I mean, he's like 0-for-0. What's going on there? Should we bench him or what?
Nah, they're never going to bench Anthony Volpe. He's just not consistent enough, and it's unfortunate because they've jerked him around, and that didn't help him. And then him hitting lower in the lineup, he did get right. Now he's in a little bit of a slump again. And when he's compared to Bobby Witt Jr. and Gunnar Henderson, who he was drafted with, there's no comparison. You can't compare him to those guys right now.
Yeah, and I think sitting Giancarlo is just, it shouldn't even be an option anymore. I think we should just ride him until he falls apart. You know,
Sunday versus what we saw Monday, that's the two sides of the coin you're going to get with Giancarlo Stanton. Thanks for the call, Gary. They just got to play better. They got to execute better. They got to pitch better. They got to get on base and drive runners in. And it doesn't matter whether they're playing against the 2024 Chicago White Sox or the 2005 Chicago White Sox. Like, they have to be the New York Yankees. They have a ton of talent. It's all right in front of them. They have a year in baseball where, like, it has to happen now. The urgency has to happen now. They have to develop these habits and consistently go out there on a night-to-night basis and show that they can get it done. I'm done. C-Mac is coming up next. He's got you till 5 a.m. I'll be back tomorrow. Goodbye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN, New York.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.